USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans and Democrats are concerned how Twitter, Google, and Facebook regulate content posted by users. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg claims the government should take a more active role in regulating tech companies. In a statement Tuesday, Mr. Zuckerberg said that big tech companies should not get to make big decisions on harmful content, privacy, election integrity, and data portability. It's the same stance he took in March of 2019 when he asked for Congress to come in and regulate Facebook. The CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter are meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee Wednesday and will examine Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, shielding big tech from liability. In the wake of the police killing of Walter Wallace Jr. as he approached officers with a knife, tensions boiled over between officers and demonstrators Tuesday evening. Scattered looting broke out in several areas of the city, prompting police to request that residents in West and North Philadelphia, Kensington, and other areas remain indoors. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The presidential campaigns continue full steam ahead. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
As the election draws near, both presidential candidates hitting the campaign trail, President Trump crisscrossing the country, hitting most of the battleground states between now and Election Day. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has been criticized for not doing a lot of campaigning. Biden telling reporters just because he's not out doing campaign events doesn't mean he's not working.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party laying out where we're going to go, getting their input and the like. So we're constantly... There's not been a day that hadn't been a 12-hour day yet.
President Trump is in Southern Nevada and Arizona Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Turbine blades appear to be non-recyclable. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Built to withstand hurricane-force winds, wind turbine blades cannot easily be crushed, recycled, or repurposed, and most are longer than the wing of a 747. Tens of thousands of aging blades are coming down from towers around the world with nowhere to go except landfills in Iowa, South Dakota, and Wyoming. In the U.S. alone, about 8,000 will be removed in each of the next 4 years, according to Bloomberg NEF, New Energy Finance. And that has created an urgent search for alternatives in places that lack wide-open prairies where the blades are put out to pasture to be interred in stacks that reach 30 feet under. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
At last count, near the end of 2016, there are roughly 342,000 turbines generating electricity worldwide. Provided Wednesday's races in Texas don't get rained out for a fourth consecutive day, NASCAR is moving to the short track of Martinsville, Virginia Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott is asked his thoughts on an old-school track becoming the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year.
USA Radio News.